Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
And this is Wham in the Morning.
And I hope everyone's feeling so fly like a G6.
Like a G6. Like, let me guess, you were just listening to that.
No, actually, I woke up and I was starting to sing it in Buster's voice. And then April corrected me because I got the lyrics wrong.
Oh, is there lyrics other than like a G6?
No, the others. It's actually a rap song by Asian Underground. I think that's who they are.
Oh, I thought it was like the chick who's like, brushed by teeth.
No, she's the only one. Jack. No, not that girl. No, it's I don't know who the girl was, but the band, it's a rap group. I think they're called the Asian Underground. I'm not 100% sure though. Right. They're just about, they're like Asian guys that like act like they look like they're wearing like Mace P. Diddy outfits from 1997 in the video.
Sounds like my
so they got those diaper jackets on and those fluffy, those puffy jackets.
Are they hot?
No.
No,
you're not gonna be rapping that the kind of those kind of lyrics and be sexy hots in the clubs.
That's unfortunate,
Oh, never mind. Okay, I'm sorry. Far East Movement. I sound like Far East. It's not racist. I said Asian Underground.
No, they're not even Asian. No, you just no,
but it's not like. But that it's like you know it's like you got Digital Underground. So I was just thinking Digital Underground, and they call themselves Asian Underground. I was like, that's a clever play on names. But apparently, it's Far East Movement is the name.
Yeah, so it's not just a clever name then.
Oh yeah.
Guys, it'll probably be a short show today. We'll probably only be on here for like an hour or so. There is just absolutely, we just did the commentary for the Patreon last night, watched I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. And then there's literally nothing happening in the fucking, damn it, I did it. Well, maybe we made it a minute and 36 seconds. Maybe it'll be okay. But yeah, there's almost nothing to talk about.
It's a slow drip on the news dick today, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah.
Like like a G6, popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. I will say there is something though. You can pull this up. I got to find out the name. We can take a look at this. This is kind of weird shit. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know what it. But it's like okay. It's by the channel is Astronomer's Tower, and it should be Batman as an 80s dark fantasy film, Dark Knight trilogy. It's that AI art. I haven't watched this one yet, so it might be fucking wild.
Is it a video?
Yeah, it's a video. It's like 2 minutes, 32 seconds.
Well, it's not just a picture? Oh, it's a video? It's an AI video?
Yeah, like well, it's AI-generated art that they put together in a video. So what they've done is they've typed in the Dark Knight trilogy, and then they put in the keywords 80s dark fantasy, and this is what the AI spit out.
I put in Astronomer's Tower Batman AI art, but nothing's coming.
Just type in Batman as an 80s dark fantasy film, and then it should be Dark Knight trilogy. It
sounds like it's going to be a porn.
I hope so. That would be interesting to see on YouTube. Maybe it'll be that guessing game where is it a dick or is it a dildo in the butt? Okay.
Is it there's a 1 minute one and there's a 3 minute 38 second one.
The one I'm looking at is a 2 minute 32 second one. It looks like Bane's on the picture of it.
Oh, I found it. Yeah, I got it here. Okay, I'll save it for on the back end so that we don't get copyrighted. Maybe.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I pulled up now. I'll definitely get copyrighted.
But those things are freaky, dude. You guys, you have no idea. Like they're freaky, but they're cool at the same time. You just get lost in watching that shit. It's like it is like watching like weird ass. Like it's like watching donkey porn. Like I shouldn't be watching this, but I can't stop.
It sounds like porn the way you explained it. It's like Batman's dark 80s fantasy. He fucks Robin.
It actually is weird though. Isn't Batman 89 technically already a dark 80s movie or 80s fantasy? Or fantasy. Yeah, sure. I think the superhero genre would be considered fantasy.
Yeah, technically anything under superhero technically falls under. Whenever I'm like, I don't like Lord of the Rings, or like I can't get into fantasy stuff. Some guy's always like, you like superhero movies. I was like, it's different, but it's
you're a liar, Mike. Liar, whore, liar, whore.
Robert De Niro. So we watched, as I mentioned, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer last night, and it was fun. It was fun. I liked that movie better than the first one officially.
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know. I felt like I went to a party expecting it to be like fucking terrible. And it was like, well, at least they got good coffee. At least they made a good cup of brew or Joe or Joppa.
Settle an argument for me and Jay, by the way. I'll put this in the voter McDougalton, the poll. I'll put this in the poll. Jay and I were arguing about this during the commentary last night, which is up now on the Patreon. But where is it here? Let me see. I got to find you guys. Where is VR Marcelski? It's Carmen Sandiego. I got him confused. Anyways.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? I used to watch. I love that show.
It was a great show. I just like the song more. The game was supposed to be fun, but I can never.
Were they? I thought they were making a fucking movie about that, and it never came to fruition. I swear they were going to make a movie of Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, I heard that too. What the hell?
I don't know. I guess people are like, nobody gives a shit.
Who would you go for in I Still Know What You Did Last Summer? Okay, so if you're in this situation, guys, who do you go for if you're going to go for one of them? Is it, if you're in the movie I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, do you go for Jennifer Love Hewitt? Do you go for Brandy? Or do you go for
the hot bartenders? Yeah, I don't know what her name was.
Or do you go for Jeffrey Combs?
Is there a question? Jeffrey. Jeffrey!
I probably should have put that one there because everyone's just going to pick Jeffrey Combs because that's the correct answer. But no, I was telling Jay last night, I was like, dude, I would not go for Jennifer Love Hewitt. And he's like, you're crazy. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Just look at her. She is complete, like, the best you could ever hope for that person is friend zone. Every time she takes off a layer of clothing, there's another layer underneath. She's like a Chinese egg. Like, I think she's unattainable. The only man who could possibly get her is Mike from Can't Hardly Wait.
No way, dude. I'm telling you why. She'd be freaky as fuck. I guarantee you. And Mike, there's no chance you have a chance with Brandy. I'm telling you why. I think Brandy's more unattainable than Jennifer Love Hewitt is.
I said, Brandy seems like she has more of an open mind.
No way.
Open mind.
No.
I think she does. I mean, personally, I would go for the hot bartender.
That would be the even kill. Because you're like, I got both these hot asses, and I'm probably not going to get with either one of them. But that girl behind the bar, she might be desperate, and she looks like a divorcee. So I'll go after her.
All right. Well,
she had like one of the little tattoos on her arm, and she did look like a divorcee that her kids don't talk to her anymore. And she's like, she's probably an easy slam dunk right there. You got Deion Sanders that in the touchdown zone.
I also don't think Jennifer Love Hewitt's character, and I know what she did last summer, would be very fun in general and also in bed.
Well, yeah, but that would be all of them then, because she's damaged goods. So is Neve Campbell in Scream.
That's not always a bad thing. But in her case, it just seems like it would be a bad thing. She'd be like, I don't know. I feel like we should check on the dogs.
By the way, I will say, watching that movie, though, I realized that that was probably the easiest paying job Freddie I Can't Act Jr., Prince Jr., has ever done in his life. He was in that movie for a total of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Total. He showed up in the beginning. He was talking about like a fucking crab boil or some shit that he was going to invite Jennifer Love Hewitt to. I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention. Dude, he's got... And I shit on him a lot last night during the filming or during the movie. But the reason why is because he seems like he's a good guy. But, dude, he telegraphs every fucking emotion that he wants to do. He's wooden as fuck. Lion face. Lemon face. Lion face. Lemon face. It's obvious he's going to say something emotional or heartbreaking. And you knew it right. You know it right away. But he was in the movie for the very beginning talking about the crab boil. That he was in the hospital bed. And then he shows up at the end. It's like, where the fuck is she? Like, with the gun. Yeah. It's like, dude, how much money did you get for this movie?
Yeah, him trying to be hard at the end was bad. But, like, yeah, it's funny, too, because if you guys remember, I still know what she did last summer, when he walks up on her. It's such a ripoff of Scream 2, because they're at the college. Mm-hmm. They're literally at the college. Everything's going until they go tropical. They're at the college, and everything's the exact same as Scream 2 from the music drops and everything. And he walks up on her, and she's walking with the Superman-looking guy. And he's like, who's that guy?
Yeah.
And she's like, he's just a friend, Freddie. And he's like, are we ever going to have sex? She's like, no, I told you this.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. You know what he is? He's overcompensating for being bitch slapped by Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah, he's trying to be
hard. That's what it is. He's trying to be hard in front of his girl because he literally got made to look like a bitch in front of her. And he's never forgot it. His wiener shrank 2 inches that day, and it's never recovered.
They try to put him on the shipping docks like he lives a hard life. It's like, dude, he looks like he's shooting a Gap commercial for fishing. Yeah,
like, there's no way. Gucci, that's a fucking Gucci Guilty commercial. Or he looked like he stepped off. That's what I said last night. He looked like he stepped off the music video set of Shania Twain that don't impress me much. When she's driving in the desert and all these good-looking dudes with their shirts half open and their chest. Yeah. There's like, these dudes have never seen a day of. They've never worked with their hands doing shit.
100%. That was him in that, and that was him in that movie. But there's like two good death scenes maybe in there. I think it's definitely a funner movie than the first one. I feel like.
It was fun. Yeah, but I don't know, man. It's like if you ask your mom, hey mom, can you get me some Fruity Pebbles at the Kroger? And she's like, sure. And then she brings you Fruity Diamonds. And she's like, it's the same thing. It's like, mom, it's not. It kind of tastes the same, but it's not Fruity Pebbles. It's Fruity fucking Diamonds, even though Fruity Diamonds are good, I will say.
Yeah, or VR Troopers, or like the Cadbury eggs with peanut butter in them. Like, or not Cadbury, but what's the brand that you get on Easter and they're wrapped in the tinfoil and they're like thin? Like, It's got the bunny on it.
That's Cadbury.
Sure. No, no, that's not Cadbury.
Cadbury
that's
eggs are.
It's like Russell Stover's or some shit.
Oh, Russell Stover's is good shit though. That's like a name brand.
I don't know. Well, maybe it's not Russell Stover's. They're the little flat chocolate circles.
Are those the mints?
No.
Peppermint patties.
And sometimes they're crunchy like Nestle Crunch, but none of them are good. They're like poor chocolate. You can get them at the dollar store.
Yeah, I don't play around with poor chocolate. Get out of here. Go back to your fucking burrow.
It's poor people chocolate.
It's like your mom gives you that and be like, Mom, is this poor chocolate? You know better.
It's like when you were a kid, everybody was all embarrassed to be shopping at Walmart. Your parents are always like, come over here and look at this. Your friends are always there like, come over here and look. This is a nice pair of slacks right here, son.
Yeah, I hate it.
Those are sharp.
Mom always did that when I was younger. She's like, now they got a good crease in them. You're going to wear them tomorrow. I'm like, Mom, nobody wears this shit. She's like, you're going to wear them. She's like, some of them boys can't afford Tommy Hilfiger. You better be grateful.
Oh, shit. Lantonio, I saw just a bit of it, but I'm going to be honest. I'm putting all my Scream News in a satchel page, and I've got to – another update coming up soon for that, so I'm saving it for that. But I did see, I have a theory on that, by the way, that I didn't think about before. What if Gale fucking dies in Scream 6? I think the more I think about it, the more and more I think it's a possibility that Gale dies.
She's running out of shit to report about. Fuck it.
Yeah, she's running out of outfits. Kill her. And hairstyles.
By the way, I like that guy. Lantonio.
But think about it this way.
But Lantonio sounds like some pizza rolls, like off-brand pizza rolls that you'd get. Hey, man, I got some Lantonios.
Oh, man.
You didn't get no Tostitos?
With Tostitos. But no, like, think about it this way. A, she promised she wasn't going to write a book about Scream 5, but they saw in the Scream Experience, they said that she ends up, I think she said in an interview or something, she's like, Gail does end up writing a book because of course she wrote a book because that's just what Gail does. And I'm like, okay, so you're making yourself out to be an even bigger asshole than you were before. Again, wrong kid died. You should have killed Gail, not Dewey. And I just think that maybe with the whole price thing with Nev, she may have told Nev, hey, guess what? They're not going to pay you. So I told him, you better fucking kill me off. That probably didn't happen, but I mean, it's possible. Maybe Gail
dies. You talking about Courtney Cox said that?
Yeah, she actually said that. I'm saying maybe she said that.
Michael gonna get sued.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you gotta say allegedly nowadays. You always gotta say allegedly. Or maybe possibly, hypothetically, she might have said that. That way you don't get like a fucking letter in the mail and be like, you will be sued by Courtney Cox. But then again, you could show that off to people. Like, I'm getting sued by Courtney Cox. Is that weird?
Well, I'm gonna sue you for making me see you in those bangs in Scream 3. Yeah, I'm gonna sue you for...
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know what her. Well, then again, she can't possibly need more money. Courtney Cox has got like more money than the Egyptian god Gladu. There's no way. Did she make like $1 million per episode for Friends?
Yeah, tons of Friends, dude. So many Friends. It's funny because Katie's watching all the Friends right now. She's going through them all. She's like binge watching them, and it's funny because when I walk in there, I'll see her and I'll go, "Oh, that's Scream 2 Courtney Cox," because you can tell by her hair in the show like what Scream movie she was working on at the time. By the way, what's your hottest Gale Weathers of the movies? Is for me, it's either one where she had like that jacket and that kind of like cheap looking makeup, but it kind of made it hotter.
I kind of liked it. It kind of looked like a truck stop power war. You're like, no one's gonna know about it.
She was on the cover with the bright red lipstick and all that. Is it Scream 2 Gale? I think those are the two hottest Gales for sure. Scream 2 Gale, she had the short hair and she had like the red streaks in it, and she had that white shirt, and Dewey put his hand on her boobie. I'm Scream 2 all the way.
They're both hot. I don't know. I guess on a cold day, it'd be... I don't know. I'd take them both. I don't know. I couldn't really decide. The first one's good, I guess. I'll just go with that one.
Yeah, this is a really horny day on Wham. To answer the first poll question, it was who would you go for, and I still know what you did last summer. Everyone agrees with you. They would end up disappointed, by the way. I feel like...
I think they were going to go the neutral road and go with the bartenderess.
No, she did come in second place, though. Jennifer Love Hewitt won with a staggering 58% vote. But here's what I'm saying. I feel like John Nash in A Beautiful Mind, he's like, you see, if we all go for the blonde, then everyone goes home disappointed. You know what I mean? It's like, so if only one of us goes for the blonde, then everyone goes happy because they go with their friends.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone's
if this
go
is your attempt to get the girl for yourself, you can go to hell, John. Because that's exactly what that guy said that in that movie. I was like, that's exactly what he's doing. He's like, if everybody goes for the one girl, then no one gets them because you're going to disappoint her friends. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like people just like Jennifer Love Hewitt because she's got the girl next door look vibe to her, and she's also been through some shit, so she's got the real world experience, and she's probably freaky in bed. That's what I said. I think that that's all like showmanship stuff that she's doing for the cameras. I think that she'd be probably crazy in bed. Okay. because she also dated Bailey in Party of Five, and Bailey was a mess. Bailey was a mess, and she stayed with him and got him through his alcoholism. And bless her, bless her.
I would take you to the mattresses over this one. I swear to God, there's no
way. By the way, you'd have to look like Scott Wolf though to get her. You'd have to look like that's the part. You have to look like Scott Wolf in Party of Five.
That's the thing. You could look like Scott Wolf, and she'd still probably only like sleep with him like twice a year.
No way, dude.
Have to like light candles, first, and you have to have rose petals. It'd have to be a whole thing. There's no just fucking going on with that character in her whole life.
Well, in the character, maybe the character. I don't know.
I'm talking about the character. I'm not talking about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I know you're talking about her as a person. I was like, I don't know.
No. Don't get me wrong. I've never met her.
Yeah. Anyhow, yeah, I think that people just like the girl like next door vibe to her.
You'll notice in the poll, by the way, when I put up which Gale was hottest, I just left Scream 3 completely out.
Yeah, I don't think it. But there could be sadists out there that like it. A sadist!
A sadist! Oh, speaking of Keanu Reeves horror movies, we talked about this a little bit last night, but I watched Constantine yesterday. We talked about that. I used to think it was shit. I don't think it's shit anymore, but I do think it's got some of the cheesiest CGI I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah, well, it was a product of its time, but dude, I loved it. I thought Shia LaBeouf was really good in it too. Speaking of which, I liked
him. Shia.
Yeah, that's because Keanu Reeves probably told him, like, calm down. Don't act like that here. But I thought he was actually a pretty cool character. I thought, this is an old ass movie. So if I spoil it, I'm sorry, suck my ass. But Shia LaBeouf dies in it. And I kind of thought that sucked because I kind of did want to see him in the sequel. I thought he would be a pretty cool, like, sidekick or something going into the sequel. So, and by the way, dude, did I not tell you the guy that plays the devil at the end of that movie is fucking rad? That was awesome. When he comes down and his feet, you know, he goes, no, I've never seen Star Wars, the guy from Armageddon. Yeah. I can never remember that. He's in everything, but he's a great actor. But when he came down, his feet are dripping like oil and shit. That's awesome.
I got to look him up, by the way, because he's in a bunch of shit. I know he is. Yeah, but dude, he was. I like how sexual he was. He was like, come back to the devil, John.
He was like, I like that when he was like playing with his face. Like, he goes, that son of yours is in the other room. He's like, well, boys will be boys. He's like, boys will be boys.
Oh shit.
He's like, you're the only soul I would come up here myself to collect.
He's like, yeah, I know.
I love that part, dude, when he was lighting the cigarette and he was like, oh, sometimes you cut too deep when you do that. Because you slice the tendons. But so I thought it was cool as fuck though when God was taking him back because he gave up his soul and he flips off the devil. He's like, nah, this one's mine.
His body's slowly going to heaven. He's like,
I was like, damn,
how about I give you the finger? And you give me my phone call.
Yeah, he's like, you can flip off going to heaven. God said, damn, I just saved you. You're flipping off going into the kingdom.
Yeah, and then he goes up and he sticks his hands inside of him. And he was like, oh, yes, John.
Yeah, I like, dude, when he pulled his lungs out, it was black as charcoal and slimy and oily. That's exactly what our lungs look like, 100%. I was like, that looks familiar.
he was like, why is this happening to me? And she's like, well, you've smoked 30 cigarettes a day since you were 15. That's why you're going to hell. She's like, so that's why you're dying.
Yeah. And she, yeah, then you took a life that wasn't your own to take. And then she's like, in other words, you're fucked. He's like, damn, what some shitty news is that?
I like at the end, he pulls out, you think he's going to pull out another cigarette. It's like, God damn, you got a second chance at life. Yeah. And you're pulling out a fucking cigarette. And then it's just a piece of gum. And he's like, at that point, I realized, dude, the whole movie is just a quit smoking commercial. It's one of those.
You know what? Really, Chewy's gum. Stick to Chewy's gum. But you know, the thing about it is that the reality of it is like if you got a second chance, most assholes, especially my girl, would probably do light up a cigarette. It's like, dude, I got some fresh ass lungs, man. Like, it's good.
Yeah, dude, we deserve
it. I'm good. I got like 5 years before I have any problems. I'll just smoke this.
Dude, I was going to pull up like all the stuff that Peter Stormare's been in, but it's pointless because he's been in all of them.
He's been in everything.
Yes. Answers yes. The guy's fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's a great actor. One of the better character actors that are out there.
Yeah, underrated for sure. We'll miss him when he's gone, damn it. We'll appreciate him when he's
Where's
gone.
He going?
I don't know. I just mean...
I thought he was sick or something. I was like, oh, shit.
No. I hope not. I hope he's doing well. Courtney Reed, what's up, dude? Says, ending a morning shower on cold for 2 minutes equals coffee. Or you could just drink coffee.
Ending a morning shower on cold for 2 minutes over coffee is what he's saying? It's greater than coffee.
I do both.
I can see. Off. Well, you know, it's actually weird. You know, you jerk off in that sub-zero fucking cold water.
Oh, I could take
you'd be
it.
Like, you'd be like, because I need my tweezers. My dick's all it's too cold. but, well, you know, yeah, I've heard. See, people don't realize that when you take a warm shower in the morning, which everyone obviously that's what you want to do, it actually puts your muscles to sleep, so you get tired. It's like they always say, if you do a cold shower or like a lukewarm shower, you're going to feel more stimulated because the cold wakes your muscles up. It gets you going. It gets you feeling good.
Yeah.
But somebody, people said, screw that shit. No, I'll just go to sleep in the shower. You guys ever fell asleep in the shower before? I did that when I was new. I was late for school, and mom was like, get up. She was screaming at me. And I went in the shower and I was like, whatever. And I went in there and I literally sat down in the fucking shower like a bum, butt naked, and just slept. My head was above the water so I didn't drown, but I fell asleep and I was in there for like 20 minutes. And mom was like, you better not have fallen asleep in there. I did though. I fell asleep.
I've done that before. And then like your face hits the wall and you're like, oh.
And then you just like kind of shift around and move yourself a little bit so you get more comfortable and you go back to sleep.
Yeah, it's been a long time since that happened to me, but it has happened to me before. What I used to hate is when you wake up at like 2 a.m. and you get up and you're like, oh, fucking tired. And you just go like get in the shower and like you come out and like you're all dressed and then you look at the clock and it's like 2:30 in the morning. And like you're like, part of you is really excited because fuck yeah, I get to go back to sleep. But then part of you is really pissed off that you just wasted all that
time. It's the worst feeling in the world. I tell you what, the best feeling in the world, and you got to hit it just right. Like you got to land that fucking aircraft exactly like on the runway. No, well, like you got to do a Top Gun Maverick landing to get it. Those 20-minute power naps, if you can hit that shit just right, dude, it's the best. Oh my God. You feel energized. You feel like you just took the Castle of Grayskull by force and now you're He-Man. Because, if you miss that by a minute, if it's too little or too much, you're fucking, that's it. That's the worst feeling. I've done it before at work. I go out in the car and I'll do it. And it was so awesome, dude. I was so goddamn energized. I woke up just at the right time, got the exact 20 minutes in that I needed. And dude, it was like monster, the energy drink in my veins immediately.
Yeah, I used to, when I worked third shift, dude, I used to do that all the time. I would go out to my car and sleep for like, because it was perfect, 30 minutes. And then you would sleep for like 15 to 20 of them if you could fall asleep. And then it really is a life changer. Then you get used to it. Speaking of which, Jay never drinks coffee. Have you ever had coffee?
Yeah, I can't stand it.
How many times do you think you've tried it? And what variations?
Like probably like 5 times, 6 times.
Just like, was it black every time?
Listen, Mike, we're not getting racial this morning. No, actually, it was. Well, my real dad, that's all he drinks. He drinks black coffee only with a fuck ton of sugar in it, like sugar water. Like, he pours more sugar in it than that guy. And I've had that, and he's like, here, try it. It tastes like shit. I've also tried, when mom's alive, she always had, like, the creamer and stuff. She did all that, you know, extra stuff. I didn't like that. I've never had a cup of coffee that I liked at all, ever. I think I got a cup. I think I got a mochaccino bullshito one time. I don't even know what the fuck it was. It was really good at first, and then I was drinking it, and I spit it the fuck out on the concrete because it was like an ice cream, and I spit it the fuck out when I got to the coffee because it was cold. It was obviously it was ice cream. It was like that cold coffee, and I didn't know it was cold coffee because someone got it for me. Dude, it was the grossest shit I've ever. I think maybe I just had a bad experience, so it turned me off to coffee completely.
Yeah, I want to make you a cup of coffee, and you're gonna drink it. Nope.
Okay, we'll make sure that it's after our sex. I'll
buy you a cup of coffee. I couldn't live without coffee. I probably drink 3 to 4 cups a day, which is like right around. You're only supposed to have like 400 milligrams of caffeine total. And I love my soda pop. So I would just drink this shit non-goddamn stop.
I make up for it by drinking a shit ton of diet soda. So I get all my caffeine that I need.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of shit in that Diet Coke too. Queen Lily 69. Ooh, 69 says, hey, Mike J, love you guys so much. Have yourselves a goddamn beautiful day.
Hey, thank you, Queen Lily.
Appreciate that. I like
thank you, name. Your Highness of 69s.
Here's Steve with Big Buzz. Nicolas Cage. It just looks like a Nicolas Cage on an asshole.
It's so weird. It's like if you were watching a Nicolas Cage movie and you're on acid. That's what his face would look like on the screen. Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know what your name means. I don't know what your name means. I don't want to know what your name means. It says, what up, or what, Mike and Jay? Love, please don't. Please don't stop.
What? I'll do you one better. What is Gamora? What is fucking Jay?
Thank you, my friend.
Hey man, thanks.
Colton Candler, what up, dude? Says us up, dudes. We're gonna get tropical. We gonna get tropical. I still know what you did last summer. They did run up to that thing like, we got $5,000. Yeah, they did.
I saw Mike last night. I was like, you know, it'd be funny if Deadpool popped in there. I was like, is this a little bit of elaborate setup to kill somebody? Couldn't you just kill them on the college campus? That you had to set up this whole Malibu retreat just to get them there?
Oh shit! I still know is better than I know what you did last summer. I agree too. Hashtag Croaker Queen.
Yeah.
Sounds
well. There's also we looked this up last night too. I'll always know what you did last summer, which apparently is fucking hot dog shit. Because here's a nice piece of shit. Like it's hot dog shit in a paper bag on fire on someone's doorstep. It has nobody from the original cast in it at all. And at the end of the movie, and I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, there's no explanation. You know, like maybe they do some kind of like 5-minute bullshit story about what happened to her, but I guess I was just assuming it was like that Jason scare at the end of I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. Like she was just imagining it and she's fucked up and now she's got to go through psychological help. That's what I thought they were going to do. Like she was going to be like PTSD now.
I'm so confused, dude, as well, because like it ends, and so maybe someone who's seen I'll Always Know can tell us, because maybe they're like, yeah, he killed her in her bedroom, and something like that, and we'll find out that she died.
Yeah, and it was like a body double that didn't even look like her with the camera caught her turning like this. I'm like, that's not Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Did they say that Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze were dead?
No, I don't know. I didn't even
in the third movie. Whoever's seen it, let us know. Because like, yeah, it just he pops out of the bed and pulls her under the bed, and Freddie's like, "John, brush my teeth. I love these electric toothbrushes."
Yeah,
and then the movie ends, and it was like, wow, that was some weak ass shit.
They were gonna use a body double like that one really bad when in Kickboxer 2. By the way, Kickboxer 2 is fucking badass, guys. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Sasha Mitchell. Real good, like he's one of the David Sloan. Anyway, I'm not gonna you haven't watched it?
No, dude, I can't get over what you told me.
What? That Kirk
they
is
just
dead?
Fucking now some dude runs in there with the goddamn silencer and just kills Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like,
yeah, dude, it wasn't a guy, it was Tong Po. The cocksucker couldn't take it that he got beat.
So he raped his girl,
yeah,
and then he beat his ass, and then he shot him.
He kills, yeah, Tong Po kills Kirk and Eric.
That's sad as fuck.
And then David Sloan is I'm trying, guys, but you're not making it easy. That's like the beginning of the movie. That's like because he inherits the Sloan gym, and now it's just David Sloan. And so Tong Po, because he brought shame and dishonor to the martial arts thing, he has to challenge David Sloan, the youngest Sloan, to get back the honor because he killed Kirk Sloan after he lost. So it puts shame on their family. Anyway, it's a great movie. I'm telling you, it's really good. But the thing is, at the very beginning of the movie, because they couldn't get Van Damme back, so they had to use a body because they just showed Kirk's. They show Tong Po shooting somebody that looked like Jean-Claude in the dark, and then he falls over, and they kind of zoom on his face, and he's got a bullet hole right there. It's clearly not Jean-Claude. It's somebody that's supposed to look like. It's awful.
I just can't get over that, man. That like people get mad. What was it, Terminator Genesis? That fucked over John Connor, like just killed him.
Well, that's a different. That's a huge franchise.
Yeah, but I mean, like. Dude, like, why you watch Kickboxer? You're like, oh man, I'm really excited. I love this movie. I can't wait to watch it. And the whole time now, you're like, yeah, but he fucking died 5 minutes later.
if you really think about it, dude, Van Damme's only done like one movie. No, yeah, one. He only did one with sequels to it. He did Universal Soldier, and he did like two or three of those, or two of them. And I, because he never did like, there was never a Bloodsport 2, there was never a Kickboxer 2, there was never Lionheart 2. None of those ever had sequels.
Yeah, that's true, which is disappointing as fuck.
Well, he was too high on coke to even realize what a sequel was, because he was supposed to be in Time Cop also, and they were like, give me $50 million. They're like, fuck you. They're like, we're not giving you $50 million. But
they
anyway,
the script, and he was like, I just want to eat.
Yeah, dude, I feel bad for Van Damme in a lot of ways. But anyhow, Kickboxer 2 is really, it's a great movie. If you get a chance to watch it, if you can find it, I think you can watch it on YouTube free.
I believe you that it's great. I can't mentally get over it. That maybe one day I will. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll read Tristan Partain super chat. He says, morning, fellas. Looking forward to seeing you fine folks in Knoxville this June. Got a big old wheel of government cheese waiting for you. Oh, I can't wait.
Shit, Tristan, what she was, my brother. Get off that government cheese. Get off that government cheese.
I hope you got juju beats. I'm not going on stage unless we get a whole bowl of green M&Ms.
Yeah.
Ozzy wouldn't go on stage that night. I had to beat him to death with his own shoes.
Wayne's World 2.
We can't wait to be there. Yeah, if you guys don't know, we're doing Scarefest in October, and we're doing the Pride of the Bride of Franken-Con in Knoxville in June. And we're doing a thing with Felissa Rose at that one, too. We're watching Sleepaway Camp with Felissa Rose.
Felissa, is that your dick?
Oh, my God, Tim, is that your dick?
Hey.
Jesus Christ, man. Thank you so much, dude.
Thanks, Tim.
And his... we've talked about this before. I can't tell if it's either a very nice fleece V-neck, one of those nice zip-ups, or he's actually wearing the Michael Myers uniform.
He looks like he's wearing like a really nice hoodie, and he's in a really nice car, and he just got done like doing tennis instructing. He's like a handsome tennis instructor.
Yeah. Or if you want to make it more exciting, Tim, maybe you did blow off a tennis instructor's butt.
Whatever. Whatever makes you happy in the morning.
Yeah. That's
some people prefer cold showers or coffee. Some people prefer cocaine off someone's butt.
Wouldn't that be your face if you did, though? You got your car, you just look at yourself and do it.
Yeah. Yay. I like it.
This is a good day. Oh, shit. Hey, thank you so much, Tim, dude. You're too good to us, man. We really appreciate you.
Thank you,
man. He says, JLH, Jennifer Love Hewitt, back then all the way. Check out Heartbreakers from 2001 with her, Sigourney Weaver, Ray Liotta, and Gene Hackman. Is it an orgy? Because that's weird. I never heard of that one, though. Funny as fuck. Plus, Jennifer Love Hewitt's body was sick in it, and she showed it off. I dream of abs like hers.
Dude, well, that's what I was saying. Dude, she's got, like, she took off her shirt in I Still Know What You Did Last Summer when she was getting into the tanning bed, which is, by the way, the Final Destination people totally ripped that fucking scene out of that movie when the fisherman Captain Hook, Captain D's, is trying to kill her, and he zip ties the tanning bed down anyway. But she took her shirt off, and her abs, good God, oh my Lord, how in the worlds,
I agree with you that she's extremely attractive, gentlemen. I really do. I just think that that character, I wouldn't go for her, because she's going to friend zone you for the rest of your life at best. She ain't going down. She ain't going sideways. She ain't going nowhere with nobody.
Let's not be a Debbie Downer all the time. Jesus Christ.
Go with the cockroach. Just
when she was taking off her shirt, hello? I got a boner. that was a ring.
But she always had like 17 layers underneath the layers. You always think they're coming out. And then she's like, I'm tired. Do you want some mashed potatoes?
She only had one layer when she was out. She was in and out of her pants real quick when she was getting in that tanning bed. So
I get blue balls just looking at her. I don't think it's real. She's the real. That would have been a dude. What if that's what should have happened?
I can't wait for this channel to get shut down for sexism.
That's not sexist. I mean the character, of course, right?
We're just we're just admiring a beautiful female. That's all. Very wonderful lady, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Duh.
It's not like we critique.
Now get in the kitchen and make me some fucking coffee.
But no, dude, that's how the franchise should have ended. Should have been Jennifer. That should have done the sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt should have ripped off her. She's like, fine, you want it, Freddie? You got it. And she ripped off her shirt. It's just a dangly dick.
It's just a big dog stand. You'd be like, I'm so confused. Always know
where your pecker is.
I'm so confused. And then I know what it is to know about the crying game.
Freddie Prinze is like, your gun is digging into my hip.
He starts fucking plunging his face.
I kissed a man.
Hey, you gotta wear that gum. That's none of your damn business, and I'll mind you to stay out of my affairs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I always thought that part was funny in Ace Ventura when he was like, he kept chewing the fucking gum. He was staring at her. He was like, remember? He was trying to clean it out of his mouth.
He found Captain Winky.
Because you can get that surgery over the weekend.
It's all about movies that could never be made today, for sure. Hey, thank you, Tim. We love you, dude.
Thank you, Tim, man.
Very much appreciated. Child of the corn, not children, just loan. By the way, all right. So, as you guys know, I've talked about it to a sick, disgusting point at this point, but I'm watching all the Children of the Corn movies. I watched one called Genesis.
Did it spell with a Y?
Yeah, it was, I think, actually. Maybe. It was one of those Dimension Extreme
man videos. I can't believe they got Phil Collins' band to do the soundtrack. That's weird.
Mountain Dew Extreme. But no, so I'm watching it, and it reminded me of the joke from Airheads, where he's like, well, your band name's the Lone Rangers? He's like, there's three of you. He's like, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of Lone Ranger? The movie's called Children of the Corn Genesis, but there's one fucking kid in it. It's just
he's the beginning.
No. In this one, he's hit. It's not the original one. This is I see what you're saying. The Genesis.
Yeah, that's what they were going for. He's the progenitor of the new Children of the Corn.
But there's also no fucking corn, man. There's no corn.
He's gonna grow it after he has children. He's gonna have children, and they're gonna grow the corn for him.
He has fucking telekinesis, and he could throw shit around the house.
It should be called X-Men.
It really was like X-Men, Dark Mutants, X-Men. It's the New Mutants, the first one they made.
Yep.
Anyway, Child of the Corn says, yo, what's good, fellas? Hey. J, H is my undoubtedly. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Because the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Love.
two heads are better than one. It's my undoubtedly favorite Scream Queen, total babe. Compare her to Kirstie from Hellraiser, another underrated.
She dude, I agree with that. I think we talked about that. I don't know if we've done a poll or we did like a versus or something like best Scream Queen. I don't know if we've done that before, but I know there was a discussion about underrated Scream Queens that we had a few streams ago, a couple of months ago. But I agree. I think that Kirstie Cotton is always left off lists. If they talk about like awesome Scream Queens or Survivor Girls, she's never on that list. And I never see most people mention her. And she is fucking awesome. Like, I put her right up there with Jennifer, what the fuck? Jamie Lee Curtis and what's her name from Nightmare on Elm Street? Nancy. I put her right up there with both of them. And I feel like she had a harder fucking time, okay? She's going against literally a supernatural demon from hell that wants to put chain up your hoo-ha and pull on your nipples. Like, Freddy Krueger, yeah, that's terrible. And then, you know, Michael Myers, but he's just really a psycho from a mental asylum. You're talking about literally an embodiment of hell coming up with their friends and saying, hey, we want to play with your insides.
Sure. Honestly, so that actually leads me to a really good question. And by the way, 100% agree. And she's one of the better actresses of those movies. Like, in her first movie, specifically in Hellraiser, I'd say she's probably a better actress than Jamie Lee Curtis was in Halloween.
Ooh.
I just saying, I don't mean to
upset It could be. You bring this challenge before the people. I support you from afar.
I know what I say upsets you.
I will not stand with you on this mountain, but we will say good luck.
Speaking of the poll, because I'm gonna put in another poll inside of you after this, it's the poll was, what was the hottest Gale Weathers? Scream 2 wins handily, 61%, and then 61% Scream 2. Scream comes in second place at 29%, so we're correct there. 7% for Scream 4, and this ageist crowd watching this show puts her Scream 5 as last with 3%.
Well,
what's wrong with you all?
You hate old people? They're great.
Women age like fine wine, you fucking dicks.
They're so good. They could tell you stories about how things used to be before things like cell phones and Twitter. It's really neat. To be honest, like Gail, Courtney Cox is that not much older than us. I mean, now I think she's in her 50s, early 50s. I think. It sounds about right.
Probably. She looks great for age. I don't know how old she is. 100%. She looks great for age. My question in this poll is going to be, because I think it's a really good question, actually, that you brought it up. Who would you least like to face in real life? Would it be Pinhead or Freddy Krueger?
Fucking Pinhead. Fuck that. I can't stand that weird shit. That BDSM and, like, making you like it, I'm going to fuck you till you love it. I'm going to fuck you till you love it. I can't say what Tyson said, but you know what I'm talking about, that from that press conference. Fat boy. Yeah, because I'm gonna fuck you till you love it. I'm like, oh my god, and you might. Maybe Pinhead's delightful in his voice and the way he does it. He's like, you think you're safe? You're going to love this. We have eternity to explore your flesh. You're like, god damn it, sexy but scary. Freddy Krueger's just like, I'm like, get you in your dreams.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it though. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I want to say Pinhead automatically, but when I think about the dream situation, the not being able to sleep part scares the fuck out of me. Dude.
Well,
the fact that you fall into there and you have no control over what happens, and also I think Freddy kills you in almost more fucked up ways. Like, like he turned that one dude into a fucking pizza, or he was picking the souls with the pizza off the meatball and shit like that.
He does do, but I mean, they literally have a whole team of surgeons that are going to literally rip your pieces of flesh off a little bit at a time and do weird shit to you over eternity, forever.
Yeah, but I think they jerk you off while they do it.
But by the way, also, if you go into the dream, according to Dream Master and Dream Warriors, you can fight back if you know how to control your dreams and shit. So Freddy is actually on equal playing ground if you know how to control your dreams. In Pinhead,
all right, you sold me on it.
You're going to fucking hell.
Yeah, there's no fighting Pinhead, right? Yeah, there's nothing you can do except for bring him more victims.
You're just fucked. If you get pulled into that, you're dead.
No, wait, is that the thing though? Can you bring him enough victims for him to let you go?
No, you could play games like no more games, Kirstie.
Don't cry, child.
You could like negotiate with him because Kirstie Cotton, that was her whole deal. She's like, I could bring you Frank. He got away from you. It's like, if you're lying, and they let her, that they do play with this, they but then they double back on the deal, so they can apparently double back on deals, but you can bring them souls. I think Hellseeker, she brings them souls.
Yeah, so I think you can. Don't debate me, girl.
Just come here and die quickly while you still have the option of doing it.
I'd be like, can we do some ass stuff? Can we do some butt stuff? Yeah. Don't debate me, girl.
By the way, he's not really. That's what you gotta say, dude. Your kids, when they get out of life, do not debate me, girl. Just come here and take your punishment. That's awful. That sounds really bad out loud. Maybe not say it like that. But anyhow, he's got like a weird. You could make a Faustian type of deal with him, but he can double back on it. So he can, you know, what I deal. I take that deal and then double back and drill that old devil right in the ass.
He just starts singing. Devil went down Georgia, just looking for his soul steal. It's like, stop singing. Stop it. You sold me on it. I'd rather.
I loved Doug. And by the way, that's a good question. Who played it better, Doug Bradley or Robert Englund? I got to go again. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Doug Bradley because I just think Doug Bradley's just a wonderful actor. He's also theatrical. I like the way his approach is. It's a lot more meticulous and like specific in how he addresses the victim and the way that he's laying. It's a lot more scarier, in my opinion. I'm not saying Robert Englund's great. Obviously, he's legend. But I'm just saying the way that Doug Bradley plays that character and the way that he moves, and it's very precise and organized. He's like a fucking head surgeon. Like, he's going to fuck your shit up worse than anything.
Yeah, I this one I disagree with you on, just because as great as Doug Bradley was, he was always just standing there in a bunch of fucking leather like, I'm going to say awesome shit. But Freddie had to like get out there and like run around with his fucking arms and shit like that, you know? So he had more physical acting.
I think those BDSM tights were a little hard on his nuts, so he couldn't really move that much. But he had to make it's the same thing. If you look at when they replaced Doug Bradley in that really shitty goddamn attic movie, that Hellraiser Revelations, when they replaced that guy was awful. That Party City Halloween pinhead costume, you could tell by the way that even in that, the way he moved wasn't the same. So there's a way that you have to move and talk and speak to be like Pinhead, or at least I think the guy that was in Judgment did pretty good, to be honest. I think he was a pretty good Pinhead.
He was. I liked him fine. I think he did a good job. And that'd be another good question, too, is who's harder to replace, Pinhead or Freddy? I want to say Freddy automatically just because we haven't seen anybody do it successfully yet.
Well, Jackie O'Haley was good. It was bad writing.
Yeah, he did have a good voice.
Yeah, like, I liked it. And I hated the digital makeup on his ass. Like, he looked like a burnt weasel. In Georgia, I don't.
And he did do it a little too sexually, dude. With that, like,
I like to do one of the coolest scenes. I mean, I'll give it to Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake, when it's due. But that scene in the pharmacy when he's coming in and out of the dream world, that's fucking sick. That was badass. When he's stalking the kid, that's cool shit. Yeah,
I enjoyed those. Thank you, Balutham.
Hey, thank you.
Tyzavius Bennett, the best. Says, hey guys, hope you're doing awesome. I saw Cocaine Bear and I loved it. Now we need Cocaine Michael.
Cocaine Michael, he's finally done it. I knew it. The gateway drug has opened.
It's like the Michael Myers did fucking cocaine. That would be nuts, dude. He'd be speed walking.
Yeah, well, he was snorting very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him snorting lessons.
Dude, I know what it's been a while. I know what our next fucking skit is.
What, cocaine?
Cocaine Michael.
Yeah.
Literally, just to do a Cocaine Bear parody.
I don't even know if that would be allowed on YouTube.
I don't know. I mean,
because if it's as long as you don't show real cocaine, but if you're implying he's really doing cocaine, I don't know. Because, you know, YouTube has got such fucked up policies anymore. I'm not even allowed you can't show smoking. You can't show alcohol.
But it'd be funny, dude, if Loomis thought he caught Michael doing cocaine. He's like, oh, you like that, huh? He's like, well, I'm gonna teach you a lesson. And he brings him into a room and there's a whole mound of cocaine, and Loomis shoves his face in it. He's like, I'll make a smoke the whole back.
You like that, Michael?
He's not at all.
He's like, oh yeah, let's go. Get out.
And Michael starts going crazy. He's like, I think I made a mistake.
I can't believe this. Who's been in my stash? What if it was Michael? What if Michael Myers found Dr. Loomis's cocaine stash, and it was actually Loomis, and Loomis knew it was missing because he only had a couple of vials, but he knew they were gone, or most of them were gone, and had been replaced by like the candy sugar. So you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like when you sneak into your dad, like when you're younger, like Mike, you sneak in and you get their liquor, and then you would fill it back up with water after you were done it. What if Michael had stolen the cocaine and put like cheap ass like like those candy, like what do you, I don't know what the like, pixie sticks.
Crush up, yeah, pixie sticks.
Yeah, pixie sticks. And put it there. It was like, that was a little bit more Freddy than I thought. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh, dude, that's a
that would be a good one.
I think we should absolutely do it. Well, I'll have to see what YouTube will let us get away with for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait for the strike to come on that one. Promoting and fucking advertising cocaine.
Right. Thanks, Ty Zavius. Appreciate it, man. I mean, if you can get away, they put Cocaine Bear trailers on YouTube, right?
Well, so, yeah, like, but they're a movie. So, I mean, we're just a shitty YouTube channel.
It's not fair. Michael Park, thanks, but I said they're also rebooting Urban Legends, so I've heard. I think I heard that too. Hmm. And why not? None of them are fucking great. You know?
Yeah, I think I watched the first one, was like, whatever.
I want to go back and watch all those movies because I don't remember. The only thing I remember at all about Urban Legends is a girl calls into a radio station and she's like, I swallowed some cum earlier and I can feel them swimming inside of me. And
it's like, Courtney Love, is that you?
It's like, everyone knows to spit, not swallow. Ooh. Or someone said something about a meat.
Swallow, food. Not spit?
Yeah, I think, was it Scream 2 where someone's like, as long as you play the flute, like you just play, it's okay to play the dick from the side but don't suck it. I don't know.
I never normally say this, but don't swallow.
Gail swallows. Oh,
Gail swallows. I told you not to follow me when I'm cleaning my room.
Child of the Corn, thanks buddy, says, yo fellas, do you put Keanu Reeves on the same legendary tier of action heroes as that of Arnold, Sly, Bruce Lee, and Clint Eastwood, or a tier under? God damn, that's a great question
and very well thought out. Man, I don't know. But first off, you also missed the tier level because you got Arnold, Sly, Bruce, and Clint. I mean, where's Van Damme? I would put Jean-Claude on that same list as well, along with Bruce Willis. And you got to even, Seagal, you got to put those guys under there. And is Keanu Reeves going to match up to them? No, I'm not saying he's not like a tough dude. Like, he's obviously got in some awesome action films, but I always feel like he's like Point Break under. Like, he's like soft boy action hero. Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I speed's the only thing I would say.
That was about it. Yeah,
speed may put him in there, like, because he was a rough dude in that one.
I don't know.
Get his coffee in his flannel jacket.
speed was a rough neck type of movie. I still don't put him up there with those guys. Those guys were like all they did was badass, like hardened, rough neck. Well, then again, Van Damme. No, Van Damme did too, because he was a pretty boy, but he did like some cool ass like bloodied shit, like Lionheart, Bloodsport, Death Warrant. Yeah.
I guess
Seagal, you know, obviously.
I would say as actors, absolutely Keanu. Yeah. But as action Hall of Fame, or no, maybe not Hall of Fame, but he would be in the Hall of Fame, but he wouldn't be on the Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
So I'd say he probably would be tier two action wise, but not actor wise for sure.
I would say action. These guys are tier one, 1,000% tier one, S tier, fucking S. Oh, S tier,
dude. Tier, I don't one. Know. I didn't think about this though. Maverick Media is right. Fucking John Wick, dude. I think that might put him over.
No, the John Wick movies, yeah. But that's late. I don't know. You know what? Fuck it. We'll put him up there.
I'm gonna throw him in there.
I just feel weird though. It's like, oh, he's like, Arnold, how you doing? Sylvester, how you doing? Bruce Lee, how you doing? Clint, okay, good to see you. Bruce Willis, wow. Keanu Reeves, what are you doing here? It's just weird. Like, you imagine, like, you see them all in a room, right? You're shaking hands with each one, and you go down the line, and there's fucking Keanu Reeves, like, how you doing? You're awesome. And you're like, I don't know about this one. Like, I don't know. Wow,
it's fucking
weird,
man.
It just doesn't feel like it goes together. I don't know what it is. Dude, what about, okay, by the way, S tier, you're also going to talk about Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes would be in that situation. You're not going to, I mean, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes is good. Always bet on black.
And by the way, if he was such
a line from a movie,
why didn't Sylvester Stallone invite him to Expendables, huh?
He was in Expendables.
Keanu Reeves was?
Oh, no, he wasn't. Mm. He probably didn't want to be.
By the way, I would put Keanu Reeves below this list in a tier one, I would definitely put Jason Statham in tier two.
Statham would almost go tier three for me, dude.
Because I don't, you know, and I know people love Statham. I just don't think he's... There's something about him. I don't buy
into his crank shit. Like,
he's good. I mean, obviously, but he's like Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't like it takes a whole lot more than just being able to do karate and shit. Like, you got to have that charisma. And he just seems sort of like a, he's definitely, he just seems like a, a co-star.
He's a one gear. Like, he's like got one gear.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's fine. Like, no disrespect to him. I just don't, he doesn't have the charisma of like the Arnolds and shit like that. No, not there.
But you know, also I would put in tier one with Keanu. I would put Michael Jai White up there in tier one.
I wouldn't put him in tier one. I mean, what,
I don't know,
what classics
Jai White could do other things. Like, he's done other things. He's genuinely a badass. Like, Jason Statham just seems like he's trying to be Bruce Willis and somebody else. From
yeah,
the
it
80s.
Just depends. Well, I mean, if you're gonna do that, you gotta put Jeff Speakman in tier one too, because he can actually do
it. No, yeah, no, dude, Jeff Speakman was in one movie.
But he's good.
He was in one movie in a perfect weapon. Weapon. That's like, a great goddamn.
Michael
movie,
Jai though. White's not really been in a single big movie.
Well, Spawn.
That sucked.
He did suck, but he wasn't a, I don't know. That's a good list. We could actually, that actually would take some time to break that list down. You'd have to do like three tiers.
That's tough. Yeah, that is tough.
Four. I guess you do four. S tier would be the maximum tier. Then you'd be tier one, tier two.
We'll do one of those. One day on the stream, we'll do one of those listicles where they have like that. They have them on the side, like best.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
most.
Yeah, that's what we should do. That's
fun. That's a
good
idea. I'm excited.
Hi.
We have two video ideas: Cocaine Michael and the action star thing. Gary says bartender. She's hot and she looks like she'd be freaky. Jennifer's too uptight. That's what I'm saying. She's one of the only actors to bear all and one of. Did Jennifer Love Hewitt never bear it all? And
so.
Gail in two because hair and outfit. Yeah, she said the hair was hot.
Did she? Jenna, what's this movie you speak of from the shadows?
Maybe he meant one of the only actors to never bear all. I don't know. I mean, I don't disrespect.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, she's too uptight. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't
I don't
show
know.
My wiener either. So I don't blame an actress for not doing that.
Well, did Neve Campbell? Neve Campbell made out with that Denise Richards in Wild Things, but did she show her tits? She did. She
I think we have had Neve Campbell boobies before. Sure.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I think it's happened. Aaron Wachowski. I love your name, dude. You sound like a private investigator. Says, thank you guys for getting me through my work day.
Hey, thank you for joining us, man.
For getting us through our day. I had a bad day today, too. I went to go get a new ID. Dude, you can't just go to your local DMV now.
I know. They changed everything.
Fucking Frankfurt.
Bullshit.
I drove all the way there. I fucking MapQuested it and everything. God damn it. I got up there. And she's like, our systems are down, so you can wait if you want to, but it might not come back on. I was like, God damn it. So I got to go.
It's another local funded government project, huh? I had to go up there.
Dollars at work.
I had to go up there to get my social security card, dude. It was a fucking nightmare. It's so I got lucky, though. I was there at 8 o'clock in the morning when they opened. And I was actually there early, and they already had a fucking line of people lining up, and I was like, you goddamn I just get mad at people like for no reason. I'm like, you fucking people don't even have jobs. You just come up here probably to get your government cheese, you motherfuckers. I get mad for no fucking reason.
I literally do the same fucking
thing. I don't know why I do that. I get mad at myself. It's like, you're being ugly. Don't be ugly people, you don't know. And I was thinking to myself, because I get so stupid mad, because I was there 30 minutes and I was like, just because I didn't get out and fucking put up a goddamn lawn chair in front of the doors like a fucking dirty redneck to get my government cheese check this week, I'm gonna fucking be behind. And I was being ugly for no reason. So I got up there. I was lucky though, because I was talking all this shit about these people in my head. And one of these fine young redneck gentlemen was like, "Hi, man. What are you here for?" I was like, "I just got to get a social security card replacement." He's like, "Oh, you can go ahead, me, man. I'm gonna be here for a while. I'm trying to get my disability check." I'm like,
"See, he's nice."
Look, I know. I wanted to go like give him a hug and I don't know, give him a Bible or something, and be like, "God be with you."
The Gideon place this year.
But I was there. Yeah, I was in and out. But it is a nightmare, dude. If you have to go to the DMV or any of that shit for any reason, worst ever.
No way, dude. It is the worst. But I do the same thing you do, dude. If I'm driving and there's like a lot of traffic, or if I'm in Walmart and there's a bunch of people, I'm like, what do these people have? No fucking lives.
I know, dude. You don't have no fucking job.
And I'm like, I'm here too.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Tuesday fucking morning at 9:30 in the morning, and you're doing nothing. You piece of shit. Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, but look at me.
I got to the point, dude. If I'm in the grocery store and I'm like, the steak section of the grocery store, by the way, is like prime fucking real estate. Like every time you go over there, some fucking dumbass is just standing there going. I'm like, you fucking wait, and
they're fucking mouth open.
Yeah, you wait for like fucking 10 minutes for this dumb fucking asshole to not even pick anything out because it's too expensive for any of us.
Yeah.
And then they walk away and you're like, oh, finally, it's my time. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And the second you get there, some dude walks up and he's like breathing his hot breath in your fucking ear. And he's like,
yeah.
Oh. And you're like, God damn it. I've
been doing this thing, and I got to get out of the habit of doing that, dude, because I'm going to go hell. You shouldn't say that ever. But I've been doing this thing where I'll see somebody and they piss me the fuck off or whatever. I'm like, I hope you fucking die. I hope you get into a fucking car accident. Your car catches on fucking fire. You fall off a cliff and you go to hell. Like, yeah. And then I said that out loud. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, the Satan's got me all twisted up this morning. Dude, because you should never say that. I have to be like, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. Like, I do that. I do it under my bed. I'm sorry. I was like, I don't hope they die. I just hope they have a fucking, their car fucking breaks down. They have to walk to work.
Yeah, dude, it makes you feel better inside. And to be fair, we've said that to each other for since we were little
yeah, kids. So we're fucking Ike from Tucson. I hope you die.
I was in the fucking hospital bed, and they moved me to ICU when I was like, I don't know, 12. They moved me to ICU just because they were out of beds. And I hear Jay and Cody get there, and I can hear them out talking to the fucking receptionist. And she's like, he's in ICU. And I hear one of you fuckers go, did he die?
I don't know which one it was. Yeah, we got some morbid ass fucking like humor. I don't know where that comes from. It's macabre. But yeah, don't ever say like that's the bad juju that you put out your front door. Don't ever be like, hope that someone dies, because that's fucking terrible. I feel like Elias in Clerks 3 is like, I wish forgot to smite Randall and he had a heart attack.
he's like, I pledge myself to Satan. He's like, fuck me in the ass, Satan.
I'll be your concubine. Yeah, I'll be the concubine of Satan.
Oh fuck, sorry George, to keep you waiting in your ghost face costume. George Viveros, it's a beautiful name. You should start a vacuum cleaner company. Says what's up. She's like, Viveros vacuum.
Viveros, the we get the carpets cleaned so you don't have to. Viveros.
It's a whisper slogan.
Deep cleans.
What's up, big sexy fellas? Thank you.
Hey,
it's a new hairstyle. Hey Jay, have you played the new Sons of the Forest? It's a survival horror game. Not sure if you're into those, but it's fun.
Yeah, it was Sons of the Forest.
You're the kids like, in the forest, dude?
He sounds like some kind of West Virginian fucking like goddamn backwaters hillbilly summoning court. I've not played it. I've seen the trailer for it, but I like survival horror games. Like, I don't like I like the ones I know where something's coming, like Resident Evil. Like, I know it's coming around the corner because I've played the games before, so I can play those. I am playing The Quarry with April, but we haven't finished it. I've been playing another game, but Sons of the Forest seems like it's a cool game. I just haven't picked it up yet, but the trailer looks good. I'm glad you're having a good time, George Viveros.
I wanted to try The Quarry, actually.
The Quarry?
That's what a bunch of gay dudes they, together, yeah, right?
A question. You mean The Quarry?
Quarry.
Quarry.
Yeah, I was like, if I could play a video game and like be just my gay self out there, just you know, yeah, that would be awesome. Like VR, a little VR. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's a good game.
I want to try it. Beast Slayer, thank you so much. Says, thanks for making my work day better.
Hey, thank you so much for the picture.
Gary says, latte is best. It's milky and coffee isn't too strong. Yeah, you never tried a latte, man.
What the fuck is that?
Latte? It's literally just coffee and milk.
Is that some French shit? I prefer freedom fries.
I ain't on TikTok.
I ain't doing no TikTok shit.
It's got coffee in it. Oh, it's like espresso. It's like, which is like the hardcore coffee stuff, but it's only a couple shots of espresso, and then it's steamed milk.
God damn, it's so fancy. I was like, what the fuck is a venti?
It's fucking good. Venti means 20. Devin Osborne, thank you so much, my friend. Says, sup, dudes. I'm stuck at work, but I hope you guys are having a rocking day. Out of curiosity, Mike, did you get tickets for Blink-182 this summer? I'm seeing them in Hershey. Ah, dude, I almost got tickets to the Hershey show.
Did you? Are you going to jail that I don't know about?
Oh, I almost got tickets to the Hershey. Hey, look, Dad, I got tickets to the Hershey Highway.
It's like, I knew it. My son's a flamer. Call the Christian camp. He's going.
Pray like the case, son. You can do it. Anyways. We did, and I had to place a second mortgage on my house, but we did get Blink-182 tickets.
They were that? Oh, yeah, I think you remember telling those how they were pricey.
Fucking
they
bad,
were.
Dude. It was like, so I wouldn't have done this except for when they announced they were coming back with Tom, I told MJ, because she's a huge Blink fan, and I thought she was never going to get to see Blink with Tom. So I was like, we're buying tickets, we're going. So she was all excited. I should have checked the prices first, because the next day I got online, and it cost us something around $750 for three tickets.
For three?
Yeah. Three tickets.
Yeah. And like you had to look at MJ and be like, I'm sorry, but we had to sell your sister
for these tickets. Daddy's got to go on the streets again. I got to go back to work in the streets like in my youth.
That's fucking crazy. Who's playing? Who's opening?
I like the band and I can't think of their names.
Is there only one band opening?
Yeah. Fuck, it's a great band. Turnstile. Turnstile is opening.
I know they. I thought you were gonna say Lit.
No, that would be. Why don't?
Yeah, I was like, I know that band.
They used to tour with them. I know that. But yeah, man. But mine are for Atlanta, I believe. Atlanta, but we might sell those and buy some in Nashville because some opened up. I don't know, but they were restricted view, so I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I thought you said something about like you bought them and then they were like a cheaper alternative somewhere else.
Well, we're gonna have to travel all the way to fucking Atlanta to see them, man, because that was the only one with halfway decent tickets that we could afford, which we could not afford. Little Miss Coffin Cutie, I hope you have fun at the Blink concert, man. Me too. I can't wait. Hi, guys. Recently found your channel searching for Scream 6 info. You guys are awesome. Love that Jay is a fellow ghost head.
Yeah.
That means he never gets head. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, it's always crowd. It's invisible head. Like Ray in Ghostbusters.
My husband and I got married in front of the firehouse in New York.
That's fucking sick. I would love to go there. You know, it's actually funny because most people don't know the exterior shots were shot in New York. So that's actually when you see it. You know, like when they drive up in the first Ghostbuster, he goes, "Hey, you can't park that here." That's the exterior shot in New York. The actual the inside shots were in L.A. I think it was that. I think that's how it worked. Yeah, but yeah, I love Ghostbusters. My favorite movie of all time, and that's badass. That's one of the best, awesome memory that you guys got married in front of that firehouse.
Yeah, that's.
Hey, does this pole still work? And then you slide down your husband's pole.
Later. Let's consummate the dang thing. No, your name's awesome, by the way. That's just that you should start a podcast or something, because Little Miss Coffin Cutie just sounds like.
That sounds cool.
That sounds. Yeah, that's clutch as fuck. I love it.
Because you can be like
clutch. I don't know why I said
that. We're going to talk about horror and all things macabre. But I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Welcome to Little Miss Coffin Cutie, where we talk about the spooky in a cutesy way. It could work. I'm telling you, I've seen weirder shit.
Did you just can you pronounce that word again for me?
What? Jay?
Macabre?
Macabre.
Is it
or macabre?
Oh.
Dude, don't even play the games.
It's nice to see it happen to someone else.
Now, I know it happened. Listen, what happened is there's too much goddamn caffeine running through my system. My tongue's wagging.
Oh, thank you so much, Little Miss Coffin Cutie, and welcome to the stream, to the show, she said she was new, right? So
she found, I think she was watching Scream something.
Oh, yeah. Well, either way.
A newish.
Andrew, what up, dude? Says, I was digging around one of the Walmart bins full of DVDs and found a whole set of Hellraiser movies all in one. I snatched
it. Hey, good for you, man. Sometimes you find that prize all the way deep down under all that shit, but good for you.
I got COVID, but I also got this good deal.
It was well worth it. Fuck my lungs. That's also one of those things when you walk. Remember back in the day when you go into Walmart, you bin dive. You kind of like,
yeah.
You kind of embarrassed when you're looking around because people are like, oh, look at that poor person. Because you're like digging around for all the cheap movies. But you can find some really cool shit. Like that's, you know what happened. You know why you find cool shit like that buried? Because some people can't afford it and they bury it real far down so no one will find it so they can come back later when they get paid and they can find it. I used to do that too sometimes. I would take something I couldn't afford and I would hide it on a shelf in Walmart and I knew exactly where it was and I'd push it behind something and push it real far back.
I've done that before too.
Yeah, and then I'd come back later if I got paid and then it'd be gone and I would fucking wish death upon the person that ever found my secret treasure.
I have literally done that before as well. That's true about those things though, because whenever you see someone actually going through them, they're vicariously or they're viciously going through it. They're like fucking dude.
Yeah,
true. You even look at them, they're like, this is fucking mine. Don't you even fucking
think. Dude, I get embarrassed. Like I used to do it and I'd be like digging in and then someone would look at me like, I'd be like, nah, I'm not even. Because it looks like you're fucking like diving into a dumpster looking for a half-eaten sandwich because you're like, I gotta have
some. Well, you get into it because you know like the deeper you go, the better the treasure's gonna be. So you're like, to get to the bottom, you'd have to actually like get in and like your legs be hanging out of it or whatever. Like I get through this thing.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. But thanks, man. That's awesome, by the way. That's a good collection to have, especially in these days where they get you, they fuck you. Be careful, by the way. If you're watching a collection of movies, you'll go on Vudu or something, be like, oh, I'll just rent them all in one. It's like the Children of the Corn franchise for like $46 or something. And then you'll go online and you could actually have the physical DVD for like $7.99 of all the movies. Not for that particular one, but for others. G Nasty says, as mentioned a couple days ago, I watched the original Evil Dead for the first time this week. It made me laugh so hard the way Bruce Campbell hits someone in the movie. He swings for the fences. Have you watched 2 yet?
You got to get on that, man. Evil Dead 2 is where it's at, where you want to get the backstory of the Necronomicon. You just want to get into the better movie. By the way, Evil Dead 1, I hate when people are like, that's not scary. It was so fucking funny. It was scary as shit. When I watched it when I was a kid, that movie scared the hell out of me. But I watched it later.
Scares me the most.
Evil Dead 2 was fine because it's more of a dark comedy, but the first one was just pure horror. And I watched it when I was a kid. I'm like, this is, and she's like, and she's like, freaking head, like she's laughing. I was like, this shit was fucking terrifying. And then I watched it later on with somebody else. And this is so bad. It's so corny. I was like, you don't know filmmaking, and your heart, it must be as black as sackcloth if you think this isn't scary.
Yeah, I agree, dude. I think Evil Dead, both movies are underratedly scary. I don't think you get enough credit for being actually scary. Because they have the funny moments, and at least the second one does. Dex Tootin said, cook me up a steak last night. This morning, my bunghole be rumbling.
Be a rumbling, sir. Dex Tootin, man, love that goddamn steak. He's, you know, that wasn't no steak, Dex Tootin. Now, don't be lying here to these fine folks on this morning or this afternoon. You know it was possum. On the side of the road, you got some possum. You fried it up. That's why your bunghole tingling, because you got the rabies in your asshole. Mm-hmm. Take your ass to the emergency room. You ate some dirty possum.
He got that dollar steak, that dollar ribeye from the Dollar Tree. That ain't steak, buddy.
Dude, I can't wait. I hope one day we meet you, Texas student, and it turns out this entire time it's been Matthew McConaughey.
Literally picture Texas Tootin looks like Travis Tritt in the Great Day to Be Alive video. And it's got like, it's got rice cooking in the microwave, got 3-day beard, don't plan to shave. You know what I mean? Like, he literally has like a big black, just wears aviators and his belly pops out and he just walks around rubbing it.
No, man. I don't think he's got big. I think Texas Tootin might look a little bit like that young, handsome John Travolta in the Urban Cowboy. When he shaves his face and he's sitting there, maybe not. All right, Dexter, you probably got a big old beard. By the way, I watched that movie last night, an Urban Cowboy. Dude, the beard that John Travolta has was nasty. Like, it looked like he was almost werewolf. His shit, he let it grow up to his cheekbones. Like, it was on his cheek. By the way,
where he beats his wife and he's still a good guy?
He slaps his girlfriend because she was better, like, fucking Mustang rider than he was. On that machine. He's like, I told you, don't you fuck.
Doesn't he beat her up like multiple times? And we're still supposed to like, he's still supposed to be the good guy at the end of the film?
Yeah. It's such a redneck movie, but it's a good movie. But dude, I guess that was the style back then. But dude, like, because sometimes I'll get like, I can see them coming, like little black hairs. I have to shave because if I let this just grow out, it would grow up to that far. But it was like, he looked like a wolf man. Yeah. Like, it was like, God damn, that's ugly. And then he got that job. He's like, you're going to have to shave that beard. We don't do that around here because safety issues. You got to wear a mask, things like that. Go ahead and shave it.
Oh, God, dude, I remember that movie now. It's all coming back to me. Hey, you know what would make a great double pairing would be Urban Cowboy and 8 Seconds. Watch those fuckers back.
They're pretty much the same movie, except Luke Perry's not an abuser.
Yeah, you throw a Pure Country on there, and you got a triple feature. You'll walk out of there with a fucking belt buckle.
You guys know about what we're talking about, 8 Seconds? Go check that out. That's actually a good Luke Perry movie.
It's a great movie. Make you cry. Lane Frost.
Good movie.
Dan Murphy says, morning, fellas. I'm thinking Taco Bell for lunch. Any suggestions? I'm prepared for the exploding bunghole.
Ooh, that's a good question. Dude, I always like that. You want to get exploding buttholes. Go ahead and get yourself a chalupa. Get the beef on it. Get you some chalupa and get you the Diablo sauce. You put that Diablo sauce on that chalupa, and also go ahead and get yourself a soft potato, soft taco.
That's not bad. That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good to me. You could, if you want to go simple and you just want to get it all in one mess, you can go Crunchwrap Supreme. There's a lot of bread in there, though.
That'll do it right there.
A lot of bread in there. If you got time to sit down and eat, you want to go with the Nachos Bel Grande, but not the little one, the big one.
Well, by the way, is it potato soft taco? Well, potato not soft. Still, I said soft. I said it twice. That? Soft potato soft. It's the same fucking thing.
I thought they got rid of that.
No, it's back. It's good.
Maybe they brought it back. They did.
If you want to slam your asshole down and just make it like cry out for mercy, you might want to get that burrito supreme. That'll just do it right there.
Oh yeah, or just a straight bean burrito. I mean, that'll have you shooting fire, dude.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Oh fuck, dude. So I'm trying to eat healthier, but what I've been doing is like I make Taco Bell for breakfast every fucking day. I got the fire sauce for $1 in the bottle.
Oh,
I just
make
some egg whites, put some onions in that bitch, put some cheese on it because you can get Taco Bell cheese too. And then I just douse it in that fire sauce and it kind of feels like Taco Bell. And then my shits are just as rabid.
Yep.
It's nice.
Taco Bell's that you listen, if I were a doctor, that's what I would prescribe someone if they were constipated. Like, I haven't pooped in 2 weeks. I'm like, here's a prescription for fucking number one at Taco Bell. Go ahead.
Dude, I fucking wish that would be great. That would be the greatest prescription I've had since drugs. But like the good ones, you know, they don't get Florida fucked it up for everybody. Nobody gets good drugs at the doctor anymore. G Nasty 88 said, can I get a Get it up! Get it up! Yes.
That's what Anna Nicole Smith was screaming at that old man every night.
Oh, dude. That's like that story we read about Hugh Hefner. They come out there and they're like, well, I won't even, let's not do that. Josh Nietzsche is a great writer, I heard. Russian. Says thoughts on the Dead by Daylight they just announced by Blumhouse and James Wan.
What? I mean, it's going to be great. They've got a lot of original characters that they could play, that they could mess around with. But Dead by Daylight, I always thought like it should have been made a movie a while ago because it's got a pretty solid storyline to it.
I have no idea, Steven.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Josh Nietzsche knew about it, and Josh Nietzsche has informed.
I had no idea. Well, it was 43. So we were streaming when this came out. That's why we didn't know about it. That's why we do this. It's because sometimes news can break while we're talking. But Dead by Daylight video game becoming a film from Blumhouse and Atomic Monster. That's what I call. I have a
not subscribing to your shitty ass goddamn website, Rumorg.
Atomic Monster's a sex move I put my wife in on Tuesday nights at 9 after Murder, She Wrote. Anyways, Variety reports that Jason Blum's Blumhouse and James Wan's Atomic Monster are going to fuck and produce a feature version of Behavior Interactive's multiplayer game sensation Dead by Daylight. A director and writer are currently being sought. Dead by Daylight has reached more than 50 million blibbity blibbity blah. They said, we know there are so many fans of Dead by Daylight out there and think it's imperative we find someone who appreciates and loves the world as much as we do to help us bring the game to the big screen, says Blum, regarding the hunt for the filmmakers. We know our partners at Behavior and Atomic will help us bring the best version of the game to light. And then Juan said, in Dead by Daylight, the Behavior team has created a love letter to the world of horror, building an incredible environment, yada, yada, yada. We're big fans of the game and couldn't be more thrilled and all the usual stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Dead by Daylight's a great game, man. I actually was doing pretty decent of it and I kind of gave it up, but, yeah, it's fun. It's fun as shit. The story's weird. So, but it is a good story, but it's weird. You got to really pay attention to some of the shit. I don't know. It's kind of all over the place, but yeah, I could see it being a movie easily. And Blumhouse seems like a perfect studio for it. So I actually would have gone with A20. I think A23 is that A20? I think that's the
A24.
A23 was what they used to be. And then they got a little older and they got a little bit wiser. So they became A24. But I like them a little bit better. But anyway, yeah, it's cool. It's good news, man. It's good news. It's another horror movie. So another like serial killer type of thing. So good for everybody.
And I think maybe it's worth it now to say, like, hey, if you were considering getting in on the Dead by Daylight action in the game world and you're like, well, I kind of missed the window like me, then maybe it's time to rethink it. Because if this movie comes out, it's going to spawn more and better Dead by Daylights. And, you know, who knows what can happen. But I don't know.
Well, the Dead by Daylight, for the franchise, they just keep getting licensing for new. They got Ghostface. They got the one that everybody wants is Jason. But because it's legal battle is going on, they can't get him.
Yeah.
But I mean, Sudoku was one of the more. I thought she's cool as shit. I used her. Actually, that was the one where I got the four. I killed all the players. I used her. The one girl that terrified me in the movies, the ring girl, was actually the one that got me all the kills.
Yeah, you got to help you get over your fear too. I can never play it. I tried it once for like a couple hours, and I could never figure it out.
What you got to do is how I started it now is they have a bot lobby so you can practice. So you don't have to go right away and get your ass raped by a lot of experienced players. So you can go into a bot lobby and just play it.
I'll do that then, maybe. I don't know. Do you think it's going to make for a good movie? Is there enough story there?
I mean, from what I've read, it seems it's like a weird, dark ass story. Yeah, it could probably.
Oh, there is a story. I thought it was just like
there's a story.
In this room, try not to fucking die.
There's a story. Most people don't give a shit about the story. They just play the game because it's a multiplayer game. They get to play as like fucking, you know, Michael Myers stalking people, but. There is a story. It's just kind of weird. It's really weird. The story is because like that place they're in there's like a thing called the entity is the one that gathers all these killers from various parts of the world. That's why Michael's there. Freddy's there. They just grab them. And then they put these survivors in them to get their, soul. And if they survive and escape, they just have to do it again and again for eternity. So I don't know if it's hell. See, I don't even know. I mean, there's a story. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the comments that play it and know more about it, but
dude, this is fascinating. Actually, I just thought of this. If Blumhouse has the rights to if Blumhouse and Atomic Monsters, James Wan's things, right? So he's got to have, I don't know how the rights work with that because it's Warner Brothers and all that, but like these guys have quite a few horror icons under their belt right now. I don't think Blumhouse has Halloween anymore because that's reverted back, but this could be a thing. Maybe they thought, hey, Trankus wants this much for Halloween again. We don't know if we want to pay that, but now that I could throw Michael Myers into a debt, if they're doing this movie and they're, and that's the story and they're pulling them from different people, then you wouldn't necessarily have like a Michael Myers movie or a Purge movie or whatever, like all the characters they have, Conjuring, the Nun, something like that. Yeah. But if they could put them in there and just have them there for a minute, it'd be kind of like, what was that movie, Ready Player One, where like you saw like a whole section of The Shining and stuff. Like that would be dope as fuck.
I always thought like we always, everybody's always wanted, like not always, not everybody, but I mean, I've always thought it'd be interesting to see a shared universe, you know, in which all these monsters exist, which is that exactly what Dead by Daylight kind of is. It's a shared universe where this monster brings these, all these serial killers in under one umbrella and then sits them out against survivors. I just, legalities would be the reason why, because I mean, licensing would be expensive. I mean, and I also don't think a COD would ever allow Michael Myers to be a part of something like that. I just don't ever see it happening.
Yeah, it's strange. Like, I don't know if Michael be in there, but like other horror icons could, and this could be a way, like this could be a sneaky, way bigger deal than we think. Like if Jason Blum's thinking like five steps down the road, this could be a way for them to do like classic versus type shit with like characters and, and not have it be canon for their storyline. So if you could get a Fred versus Jason type situation without actually it affecting their respective franchises, how dope as fuck would that be?
It would be amazing.
Would these movies be?
Problem is, I don't think, well, I know in the story, the other killers aren't aware of each other. They don't even know, and they also are they also are being controlled by this entity, so they don't know why they want to fucking kill but these particular people, but the entity wants them to kill them, so they're being controlled. So it's kind of, you have to figure out how to do that. But also, in the, as far as licensing, I know that right now in the game, they've got Leatherface, they've got Ghostface, they've got Sadako, they've got Michael Myers, they got Freddy Krueger, they got Albert Wesker, which is, I mean, I know people love him, but it's kind of like random. They've got, they used to have the Stranger Things creature monster, and then they, you know who they're missing? They don't have Chucky.
The Demi Cockin?
The Demi Gorgon, yeah.
They don't have Chucky, yeah, because Chucky's...
Well, and then and people were, yeah, people, dude, I got in this, I was on, I don't know when it was. Some people are so stupid. They're like, well, what horror villain would you want to see next? I thought Pumpkinhead would be cool because I felt like he fit in perfectly in that world. But I said something like, I think Jeepers Creepers would be cool. The creature. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to give a molester my money. Thanks. And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. I'm not talking about giving Victor Salva a blowjob, handjob, and some money for what he did. I'm talking about the fucking Jeepers Creeper creature was a cool design and it was a cool looking monster.
Right.
By the way, the other one
owns it anymore. So.
No. Well, by the way, the other license, they have Pinhead, which is cool. But yeah, I thought the Jeepers Creeper monster would be cool in that game. I don't know why. I just think it'd be cool. But
I guess what I was thinking about, like them actually going against each other, wouldn't work in that essence. But you could use the characters for different stuff without having it matters. And if they could do that, dude, Dead by Daylight could become a huge fucking
I would
franchise.
Love it. Yeah.
And Blum, you know, Blum's gonna squeeze all the juices out of that they can. Mm-hmm. There's already 7 Megan sequels planned. So I think that's good news for horror, dude. That's a cool new horror movie.
Yeah, coming
for
I like it.
Makes me horny. I don't even play the fucking thing. Blake Huggins, thanks buddy, says what's up guys, watching at work so this hits different without the giggly. Hey, you can get high at work, who's stopping you?
Especially if you work at Valvoline, just go ahead, they don't give a
fuck. I mean, I used to do data entry and I would go in stoned as shit. Well, that's why I used to smoke a lot. I don't need more. But who would win between Pinhead, Freddy, and the Djinn from Wishmaster?
I've always said this, and I just, it goes back 100%, I think Pinhead wins. He's literally one of the embodiments of Leviathan, which is a demon devil from hell. Freddy works for basically hell. I mean, he's just like a janitor for hell. Pinhead's literally like a goddamn general of hell's army. The Wishmaster is some motherfucker who goes, just give me my souls and make your wishes. I don't know. I just feel like he's not really going to stack up. He's got power, don't get me wrong, but I just don't, overall, I think Pinhead takes this one down and slam dunks all the way to WrestleMania 58.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Pinhead too, because I don't know how Pinhead dreams. You know what I mean? How's Pinhead, does Pinhead dream?
He doesn't sleep.
Freddy's fucked.
Yeah,
Freddy's fucked in that situation. Good question though. Jamie Smith, thank you, my friend, says evening fellas, been a bad place the past 2 days, but as always you helped me through the day without knowing. Yas deserve the world.
Hey,
also
thanks,
I'd have the happening in my top 10 M Night movies as well. My fuck yeah, Jamie.
Good for you.
Up top. All right.
That's such a stupid take, Jamie.
We're going to outrun the wind together.
Such a stupid take. So stupid. Dumb.
Hey, man. winter fucking sucks, but winter's almost over, so there's that. But I'm sorry you've had a couple bad days, man. May the rest of the week go smooth as fuck for you, especially the weekend, because it's close. I can smell it.
Good luck. Good luck on your week. I'm fucking got to your back.
I can smell your juices.
Okay.
I'm talking to the weekend, not you. I don't want to smell your juices. Winning to 81 says, "Hey Jay, who is Mike Hunt?" And it's still funny from
Duke. You can go to hell. You're not going to catch me again, Butters.
Oh, I got to get somebody to clip that. Just because you're earnest as fuck face. You're like, who's Mike Hunt?
I don't know. I thought it was a goddamn actor. And then old fucking Butters winning 81 comes in here. It's like, ha! Fucking Milhouse.
Who is Mike Hunt? He's like, what are you, a fucking owl?
Mike Hunt.
Nightbound 92. Thank you very much. Says, sup, you handsome homies. Been a while since I catch the stream. Also going to be meeting the Scream 1 cast this month. So excited for that.
Cool, man. Hell that yeah, sounds dude. Cool.
I've seen they've been doing some conventions. Tell Nev and Matt was said, sup.
Yeah. Tell Skeet I used to like Jericho. I can't believe they canceled it. He's like, he hasn't had a steady job since.
Dude, he's got a tornado movie coming out later this month with Alec Baldwin and Ann Hesh.
Oh, so it's going to be on the Ann Hesh is dead.
So
Jesus, they must be doing some like Ouija.
I guess they filmed it way back. But imagine that, dude. You got this movie coming out. And you're like, man, I got this really cool tornado movie called Supercell coming out. It's like, who's your co-stars? Well, Alec Baldwin. Oh, that sucks, dude. It's, who's the other one? Ann Hesh. She's like, oh, you got fucked on that one, pal.
It's like you got someone that's departed and a murderer. Holy shit. Well,
allegedly.
An accidental shooting.
Yeah, allegedly.
I don't know how to phrase that.
Thank you, Nightbound, though. Appreciate it. And good luck with that. I hope they're all awesome to you. If they're not, tell us. We'll kick their fucking asses. That's not true. We won't do that. But we'll be mean to them.
Throw a phone at Matthew Lillard and see what he does.
Give me the phone, Dick.
Throw a phone at him.
Speedy Myers, thank you very much, says Taco Bell is delicious. I've tried some crispy shrimps, and they're delicious with tartar.
You tried crispy shrimps and they're delicious. What is that crispy shrimps? Do they have crispy shrimps at Taco Bell? Because I don't think that's true. Why the fuck would there be crispy shrimps at Taco Bell? I don't think those are.
It just doesn't go together. They're like, no, Taco Bell's great. I've had some crispy shrimps.
It's like I feel like David Spade in Black Shoes. Like, I don't think those were shrimps, buddy. He's like, great, I've got black jello in my pants. We didn't have any jello in there.
Oh, Speedy, I hope you know that we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you because that was funny as fuck, man. Yeah, dude. They made chicken wings. Maybe they've had shrimps before.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I would never trust a Taco Bell with fucking shrimp. I mean, I'm already like kind of 50-50 on what kind of meat they're using. So
that's why I don't eat Captain D's or Long John Silver's. I don't see how the fuck people do it. Nope. They're like lobster bites for $4.99. I'm like, that's not fucking lobster, man. There's no way.
Dude, I used to, when I was at CVS, they would sometimes, like, I would go out and get their, they would like, oh, we want Captain D's. And I was like, why in the fuck would you people eat this?
What you mean, you people?
They were white. But it's the worst smell in the world, because I was in that pharmacy and they would open up the fucking vinegar and that smell permeated the walls and, oh God, it stinks so bad. So like,
I don't see how people eat it.
Yeah, dude. Old people eat it.
Yeah, my parents eat it.
Mom used to eat that shit. She's like, oh, I got a fish sandwich from Captain D's. You want some? You want to go get fish sandwich? She's like, no, mom, that's gross.
Fucking hush puppies, dude. They're so disgusting.
Yeah.
They're gross. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, just don't trust that shrimp, that crispy shrimp and tartar sauce at fucking Taco Bell, because I don't know if that's really shrimp.
Yeah, be careful, man. Be careful out there. Motionless Zombie, thank you very much. Says, hey guys, I might get some tornado weather here in Dallas. Ooh. Also, are you guys fans of Depeche Mode? They're touring the U.S. later this year.
That's cool. Reach out and touch face. Hey, you're in Texas too. I think that video was shot around the Texas border. But yeah, we all like Depeche.
Yeah, we're down with the Depeche.
Yeah.
Is that something you say? I'm down.
We're down with the Mode.
What's their fan club called?
The Mode.
The Mode. You part of the Mode though?
I didn't even know they were still touring. I thought they kind of like disappeared into the ether.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, good luck with the tornado. You live in Dallas, so you know what to do. But I did see they were having some crazy storms there today. I hope you get to see it. Maybe no, let's not say that. I always wanted to see a tornado, but like not be in its path.
Yeah,
but
that's just stay away. Just stay away from the suck zone, and you should be cool.
Suck zone.
I actually wanted to do that. That was the dream job right there in Twister with Bill Paxton's crew driving around with like a shitty rickety ass goddamn RV, but having cool equipment inside of it, and have your friends in like a truck and like some other shitty car behind you, and you all just chasing shit. That's cool as fuck, dude. That's the dream right there.
Dude, that's what we wanted to be when we were kids, storm chasers.
We might still be able to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Get out on the open road.
we'll start a new channel.
It could be called Wham on the Road, and we could do update videos while we're chasing the tornado.
Wham in the wind. No, that's terrible. That sucks.
Wham wind.
Every time someone mentions, hey, it could be an F5, everybody just gets awkward at the dinner table.
Oh, we don't talk about the F5 around here. That's what killed her daddy. Windy Wham.
Michael Parton, woo! Says super hype for Zach Cregger's horror deal at New Line. Atomic Monster got competition. Also, don't know if Blumhouse and Atomic Monster are still merging. Everything I've heard says that they are. Even this new deal with the Dead by Daylight thing, it seems like they're just working out the particulars.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah, dude. And Zach Cregger's, I love it, dude. I love it when these horror guys come out with movies like Barbarian and they become the franchise themselves. So you don't have to get 17 sequels. It's like the new horror movie by Jordan Peele or Zach Eggers or whoever. It's fucking awesome because it means original horror content coming up you and in you and all over you.
Good times.
So I take it. G Nasty says, what movie quote do you use the most in everyday life?
Ooh, that's a good one, man. I don't know. We've used so many of them so often. I don't even know. I'm sure there's one that we said.
Soccer player, yes, he is.
I don't know, man. Because I mean, I think we use them so often, it's just hard to narrow in on one particular one that we use. I mean, it depends on the movie. Like, I hope you die. The Ike Clanton thing from Tombstone. We said that multiple times. I hope you die,
dude. I have to say, probably something from Wayne's World. I mean, I don't know.
I use it quite often now. It's like, when the fuck did we get ice cream? Like, I do that one a lot.
Oh, there's so many. There's too many. I don't know, dude. I don't got a good one for you. I fucking shit. That's
it's weird though, because when before we even did the channel, we found all you beautiful sexies out there. Mike, Cody, and me, my brother, we would literally talk to each other in movie quotes sometimes, just fluently talk. And if you came in as an outsider, you'd think it was like we were speaking goddamn gibberish to one another. But we would literally have full-on conversations and ask about how each other's day was using nothing but movie quotes. And then somebody would see that on the outside. They're like, you guys didn't say anything. It's like, listen, you're not a part of this club. You have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, that's a secret language.
We ruined a couple dates that way. Couple dates got ruined with us doing that.
Yeah, especially the more drunk we get, the further into the fucking movie quote universe that we go. Where we're going, we don't need roads. I like the way you move.
Skin that smoke wagon. Jonathan Gerardo, or Gerardo, however you say it. It's beautiful either way, and so is your icon picture. Says, sup, players. Thanks for making my morning while I'm in the ER with the worst case of food poisoning. Ooh,
that sucks, man.
Pretty sure I saw my 11th birthday cake and last year's Thanksgiving.
Damn, man. When the fuck did I eat that? 1988? Shit, man. I hope you feel better. There's nothing worse than food poisoning. That's the worst ever.
I feel terrible now because we spent a whole 20 minutes talking about fucking Captain D's and shrimp and tartar sauce and all that. He was probably on the toilet like, God damn it.
he's probably sitting there with like a wet towel over his head, like beads of sweat dripping down his face. And they're talking about goddamn crispy shrimp with tater sauce or tartar sauce and Taco Bell. He's like, for the love of God, shut the fuck up.
Oh, sorry, Jonathan. Hey, man, here's a feeling better. Stay hydrated, buddy. Stay hydrated. Hope they got you on that drip drip. Gary says, in Spider-Man PS4, you have New York and comic landmarks you have to find and take pics of, but I found the fire station and they didn't make it one of the landmarks.
Yeah, I played that game. That's true. That's bullshit. I don't know why they wouldn't have. I would imagine it would be iconic just as much as anything else, but I don't know what the hell was going on there. And it's weird because Sony owns, is it Sony that owns Ghostbusters?
Yeah, Sony owns Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so it's weird that they wouldn't put that in as a landmark, especially in their own video game. Speaking of Spider-Man and PlayStation, dude, I might be on the same boat with you. I don't know when. I mean, just when I get the coinage collected, but maybe I will go out and get a PS5.
Let's fucking do it, dude. I'm done.
Because I'm telling you why. Because I'm just saying, like, they're going to have the new Spider-Man coming out on PlayStation 5. They're going to have the new Wolverine game made by the same people that made Spider-Man coming out on PlayStation 5. They're going to have Knights of the Old Republic exclusive. They're going to have the remake. They're going to have other various projects coming out that are going. By the way, I hate exclusive shit. I do. I think it's bullshit. I think the consumer loses. I don't think it's right for them to have exclusive shit at all. But, yeah, I might just wind up doing it. But, yeah, anyway, so that was a terrible tangent, but Spider-Man PS4 and that not being a landmark is that stupid. I don't know why they
did that. I'm 100% with you, dude. I think we need to do it. Fucking Last of Us. There's an Alien game coming out. There's a new football game coming out that's free to play, but it's on. I'm getting a fucking PS5.
I think we might have to.
So give it. Nightbound says gonna tell him that Jay when I meet him.
What?
The Scream One cast.
Oh yeah, you're gonna throw the phone at him.
Literally shove it up his
butt. Just show up with an old ass fucking phone and just throw it at him. When you're supposed to be like, you hit me with a phone, dick. He'd be like, no, I'm calling security.
It's not funny. Yeah, I didn't sign up for this. Child of the Corn says, no question, all banger films. Rank these films in order of your liking. Cobra, Last Action Hero, Lionheart, and Out for Justice.
Oh, yo, why you do this today, Child of Corn? Okay, Child of the Corn is Thursday. Don't do this. Don't do this, Dimitri. From rank these films in order. Okay, so I would just go, I guess you go last to first, because that's how we usually do the rankings here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go, for me, it's just going to go like this. This is how I'm going to do this right now. And I could change my mind, but this is just knee-jerk reaction. Cobra's last. Oh, fuck. Out for Justice. Last Action Hero, Lionheart. And I don't like anything. I feel dirty about what I just said, but I have to do it.
I'm going to go Cobra, even though I do love it. Last Action Hero next. I'm going to go Out for Justice and then Lionheart.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about Last Action Hero, dude. That just brings back, there's something about that just is nostalgic flavored for me.
Yeah, dude. I got that fucking, for my birthday, by the way. Oh, it's what? Over there some fucking where.
Oh, yeah. Last Action.
Katie got it for me on 4K. It's a sweet fucking case.
I fucking love that movie. And that's, dude, ACD, that big God! Damn, it gets you hyped up in the morning.
I think that kid ends up getting on my nerves with his fucking sheepdog haircut. I don't know. It's just like, and it's a little too wacky and zany, but I do love it still.
Yeah. And well, the bad guy was great too. Remember he bought him on the rooftops? I can't remember his name though, but yeah, he was good.
Jack the Ripper or whatever the fuck, something like that. With the act?
Something the Ripper, yeah. I think it was Jack. It was something like that, yeah. A little known fact, he's not credited in the movie at all, but he shows up as Death. Ian McKellen is in that movie. And he was like, he's not on my list. I was just curious. And the kid was like, please save him. And he's like, I don't do fiction.
Right, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's Ian McKellen.
And the bad guy was the other bad guy was good too, with the fucking one, the dude from Game of Thrones.
Oh, dude, I love that guy. Yeah, have a nice day, but he's got the glass eye.
Yeah, dude, that was my favorite toy, by the way, was my Last Action Hero Arnold Schwarzenegger toy. The favorite one that I had, because like he had the jeans and the boots and the red shirt, and he actually looked like Arnold. It was a really good toy for back in the day,
but it didn't have any articulation.
Yeah, like barely.
I don't think it moved.
Yeah. No, it didn't. Its arms were still.
Yeah. Like those cheap ass WCW wrestlers. Like they didn't move. Yeah. They just had one pose.
Yeah, and it had the giant gun you could fit in his hand. But for back in the day, like before we had NECA and shit like that, like it was a pretty good one. But it'd always be the good guy in all my toy fight scenes and shit like that. Gary says Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 4 remake, and Resident Evil Village are on PS5 VR.
Ooh, that would be fun.
VR Resident Evil, scary business.
I don't want to. Well, I've never done VR. I've never even tried. People have offered, and I was like, I don't know. I get like dizzy equilibrium shit. There's already, so I don't want. I'm kind of fucking scared to do that. Like I feel like I got vertigo, so I don't want to really fucking do the VR shit.
I had the VR. I bought an Oculus, and then I was playing. The main thing I did on it was boxing. But because dude, it's a fucking workout. Like you got done doing that and you were pouring sweat. And I literally had to stop because I kept injuring myself. Because like you're punching and you're punching at like nothing.
Yeah.
And like you're punching hard at nothing because you get into that shit. And then when your arm's not actually connecting to a bag or anything, so like you're jerking your joints.
Wow.
And then like I kept ended up like actually injured from it. So I had to stop playing it. So VR is not safe.
They should put a label on this shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to sue them.
The things you're punching at aren't real.
oxycodone.
By the way, have you guys ever seen the videos on YouTube where they always put an older, obviously they always put an older person, they put a VR headset on them and they always fall into the goddamn TV or they fall into a wall. And you're old people, you're gonna break their fucking hip. Don't do that. And they're like, oh, grandma fell down. It's like, yeah, she's gonna die now.
Yeah, but we could record it and get Instagram. Yeah,
we gotta record it and put it on YouTube for TikTok views and shit.
Oh, by the way, Wyatt Atley, I'll go right back to yours. I just want to point this out. We're fucking idiots. I don't know why Richie Rich is going to rip our thumbs off, but I think that was a quote.
Tornado.
But Michael Ferrer, yeah, what the fuck were we thinking? Duh, that's the name.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
That's it.
Stupid jerks that we are.
Idiots.
Wyatt Atley, what are y'all's top five creature feature films? Love you guys. Hope everyone has a great Thursday.
Well, actually, thank you, by the way, Wyatt. We've actually got one. We've got a creature feature lined up at some point in the pipeline. So we're going to do that and save that. We can't reveal all our titties right here.
Yeah. Yeah. We were getting ready to do one a couple weeks ago, but something else came up.
Yeah.
So I can't say it here, Wyatt, but it's coming. But I will tell you this. There's a movie coming out this month called The Lake. That's a subtitle film. And watch the trailer for The Lake, dude. This creature monster coming out of the fucking lake looks good as shit. I mean, it looks fucking awesome. And it's like a low budget indie thing. So that's going to rule. Look, reminds me of Jurassic Park in me. Buttons.
Okay, yeah, we'll watch the trailer.
Guys, we're going to go.
I've been holding my pee in for y'all for a while now. And I usually pee about the hour. And my shit is engorged. Yeah. I got to go bad.
Barb said, Jay, you can't do 3D movies either. I've got you've done a few 3Ds in your day back when it was hot, right?
No, yeah. I think the first 3D movie I ever watched was Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, the sequel, or the one Nicolas Cage. We went to the movie theater and saw that. We reviewed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was the night of my birthday. I was like, this sucked.
I'm not a huge fan, but I can do them. But so we were planning on doing a little bit of a shorter show today, so I hope you guys don't mind. Hey, a bunch of people showed up for this, even though there's not much news or anything going on, so we really do appreciate you guys. You guys fucking rule. Lastly, Norris did say, just want to say thanks for all that you guys do. Thank you, man.
Norris. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for all you guys do, and you do, and you do, and you do, and I want to do all of you.
Do it, Yo-Yo Master.
What? Yeah, I'm squeezing out the last drops because I know you have to pee. So
I'll piss on camera. I don't give a shit.
Water.
All right, I'm peeing right now. You think I care? I'll stand up and show it. I don't give a fuck. Peeing your pants is cool. They consider me Miles Davis. That's the grossest thing I ever heard.
Y'all ever seen R. Kelly in 3D? Here comes. Oh, fuck. Love you guys.
I ain't catching the charge. So I ain't saying it.
Allegedly.
No, that's guilty. He fucking